father William the Yeoman said.
And your hair has become very white, and did you incessantly stand on your head? Do you think at your age it is right?
In my youth,
father William replied to his son,
I feared it might injure the brain, but now that I'm perfectly sure I have none, why I do it again and again.
You are right, said the youth,
as I mentioned before, and I've grown most uncommonly fat. Yet you turn a back somersault in at the door. Pray, what is the reason of that?
In my youth, at this age, as he shook his grey locks, I kept all my limbs very supple. By the use of this ointment, a shilling a box, pray allow me to sell you a couple.
Pray allow me to sell you a couple. Pray allow me to sell you a couple. By the use of this ointment, a shilling a box, pray allow me to sell you a couple.
You are old,
said the youth,
and your jaws are too weak for anything tougher than suet. Yet you finished the goose with the bones and the beak. Pray, how did you manage to do it?
In my youth, said his father, I took to the law and argued each case with my wife. And the muscular strength which it gave to my jaw has lasted the rest of my life.
You are old,
said the youth,
one would hardly suppose that your eye was as steady as ever.
Yet you balanced a nail on the end of your nose. What made you so awfully clever?
I have answered three questions and